Organize this for the kids, but a lot of us are kids at heart, right? If you're not, you should be. Although Kai was telling me today, getting older is not optional, but growing up is. So hopefully we'll grow up a little bit. We're studying the great kings of the Bible, and there are four of them this week. Tomorrow night we're going to study, who's the fellow, the song that Kai and we sang was, I Will Build. So who's going to be building tomorrow night? Solomon's going to be building what? The temple. And by the way, it's fine to comment as long as I'm in charge. You can speak up. No, I'm serious. Some people think, well, women shouldn't speak or somebody shouldn't speak in the assembly. But as long as I say you can, all right? As long as I'm in charge with that. And by the way, I'm just now getting my throne. It's taken 27 years. Clyde teaches Bible class on the Pope, and next thing you know, the throne shows up. So I'm kind of happy. That's not for me? Oh, okay. In case you're watching online, we're not. Then Tuesday night, we're going to be studying a king who was a loyal king in heart. And this one you might not be able to pick up on. And what was the song, Emma, we sang for that one? I already forgot. True-hearted, wholehearted. By the way, the words of those songs are perfect. Dan's going to figure it all out by looking at the poster. Who has a loyal heart? And I'll give you another hint. His father was very wicked, and his following son was very wicked. So you had two wicked kings and a really loyal-hearted king between the two. King Hezekiah. If you don't know anything about him, then come Tuesday night, and we'll talk about a loyal heart. How can you be sandwiched between two wicked kings and be such a great king? But he was, and the key is what we just said, your heart. Wednesday night we'll be studying about a bad king who had a real problem with pride, King Nebuchadnezzar. We've been studying him in Daniel last year during the COVID, and we're going to study about him again and find out what happens when you exalt yourself a little too high. And then, of course, Thursday night, we're going to finish up with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who is Jesus Christ. And the question you can ask yourself is Jesus Christ the Lord of my life? Now, that's the problem we have. We don't want to turn loose. We want to be in charge. But the interesting thing is, if you let the Lord be the Lord of your life will always turn out better than if you run it on your own. And that's obvious if you just stop and think, who made me? Jesus Christ did. What is the Bible? It is the owner's manual for how to live a good life. What does God do? He says, you bless me with yourself and your money and your time, your talents, and I'll bless you more than you'll ever do for me. And so it's a win-win situation. You humble yourself, and that's all God ever wanted out of any of us, is to be humble and obedient, and then in return he blesses us in every way that we can imagine. So that's the study. Now we've got a few questions about some of these characters to kind of get started off. Maybe we find one that works here. Yeah, there's our... Oh, by the way, who designed that beautiful castle? Whoever did, thank you for doing that. It's kind of fun. I said, maybe we ought to do more sermons this way because it kind of gets the visual aids going and it excites the mind. And if some of you folks didn't know that was a castle you walked into this evening, then work on your imagination a little bit. But I thought that was fantastic. Clint said, it's kind of spooky. I said, not if you realize it's a castle. Man, wouldn't it be great to worship in a castle? And besides, where do kings live? Thank you, Ray. All right, now we have the kings. Let's see if you can identify the face with the king. Don't say anything out loud and raise your hand if you think you know the answer so the same person doesn't blurt out the same answers all night. But here's king number one. Can you figure out who that might be? Raise your hand, not yet. King number two. Don't say who that is from the movie. King number three and king number four. All right, let's start with this one right here. Who's this? Raise your hand. Well, we don't follow rules very well, Dan. Who's this? David? Well, not King of the Beasts.
Well, I mean, Elijah's the King of the Beasts, and the Beast's King of the Beasts.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. And that means he's the top of the top. You're right about that, but he's not the king of the beast. He's the Lion of Judah, so he's the king of all the tribes. So we'll work on that some more this week. Okay, so that's obviously the first one. Oops. I forgot. I did these in order of our lesson. Guess who the second king is? Dan, I'll give you a second chance since you messed up. Solomon. Does that look like Solomon to anybody? Well, how do you know what he looked like? Could be. That might be an identical picture of the man. He looks royal to me. And Solomon was wise and also powerful. So that's what I saw when I saw the fella. All right. Which one do you think is Hezekiah? We obviously did this in order. Mary Lou, you say the one on the top right? Best have a guess. The bottom, right here. Don't pick this one. We've already got it. All right. I think it's Hezekiah. He looks a little stern there, but he's determined. He's got his mind focused on God in heaven. So that's what I think. Now, number three would be Nebuchadnezzar. Which one? It's got to be that one, right? And he looked stern, and he was a very mean and vicious king, but also he could be a very good-hearted person toward you like he was Daniel, the other captives. But you didn't mess around with King Nebuchadnezzar. And then, of course, Jesus Christ is the last one. King of kings, Lord of lords, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. All right. Now, especially raise your hand for this one. This is just very simple to get us ready for the Vacation Bible School. If you can't get these, then you have to be here no matter what. Quit your job. Leave whatever you got to do to be here. Who built the temple? Raise your hand. Not everybody. The same ones all the time. They'll say to who wrote built the temple?
Solomon.
Oh, you sure? What if it's Jesus Christ? Let's see. We have a chance. Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus Christ. Elzada said Solomon. How many think she's right? Yeah, see, of course she's right. She's my aunt. She can't be wrong. What did Moses build? Tabernacle. What did David build? A kingdom. And what did Jesus Christ build?
Church.
Spiritual temple. So you could put Jesus for both of those. Jesus and Solomon for that question. All right. What king was the son of wicked King Ahaz? I already gave that one away. Jerry? King Hezekiah. His dad was Ahaz, a very wicked man, instituted idolatry, turned all the hearts of the people away from God. And lo and behold, when he dies, his son takes over and says, we're going to fix everything like that. Who do you think King Hezekiah patterned his kingship after? It obviously wasn't his father. Beverly what?
King David.
King David, whose man was a man after God's own heart, and Hezekiah followed that. And he wasn't the only king that did that. So it shows you, you can have a bad upraising and a bad influence. And if you want to do the right thing, you find the right person to imitate. You find the right standard, and you go after it.
Amen.
Now, should he have done that in spite of his father? Or because of his father? Or is the guy nothing to do with his father?
He's had a good heart.
Well, it has nothing to do with what his father or his son wind up doing. You do right because God determines what's right. Okay? No, I forget to keep doing this. It's multiple choice. Anybody want to pick one? Hezekiah. All right, let's do this. What king was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death? Solomon, Hezekiah, Nebuchadnezzar, or Jesus Christ? Yeah, Mary Lou?
Number four,
Jesus Christ. And that's impressive because he's the King of Kings before he comes to earth. He dwells on earth as a human being and takes on the form of a man, but ascends back to heaven and has all authority in heaven and on earth. How many of you know somebody who is so great that nobody can match him, and yet he becomes so humble that nobody can respect him? There's no such comparison. This is one of a kind. What king cleansed the temple and tore down the high places? Solomon, Hezekiah, Nebuchadnezzar, or Jesus Christ? Raise your hand. Boy, Let's all raise your hand at the same time. That's how you do it. David, you had your hand up. Hezekiah, absolutely. Now, who else cleansed the temple? Jesus Christ, but he didn't tear down the high places, so that's good. All right, what king is also our prophet and priest? Like one of the kids to answer this, we have you. Well, Patty, you're close to being a kid. Jesus Christ, that's right. Solomon, Hezekiah, Nebuchadnezzar, Jesus. Obviously, he's prophet, priest, and king. What other king in Israel or Judah had all three designations? Tim? Melchizedek. Although he wasn't a king of Israel or Judah, but he did have that designation. But no other king of Israel or Judah could say he was prophet, priest, and king. What do those three have in common? Besides being royal offices or priestly offices, they all had to be
anointed.
Thank you, Bill. Anointed. Okay. On what mountain was the temple built? Don't say it out loud. We'll give you a choice. Moriah, Ararat, Everest, or Pisgah? And the right answer is up there. Kai, you think you know?
Moriah.
You didn't say Everest? It's Mount Moriah. Bill, do you know that? Of course, Bill was there when it happened. No, I'm sorry, I couldn't help. You get to be 93, it's an honor. So, Bill, we appreciate you very much. And he knows these answers, trust me. True or false, the temple was twice as large as the tabernacle. Now, you can have a choice. I don't know if I put the right answer up here or not. We got two over here. Nobody else knows. Okay, Bill, we'll let you answer this time. True. It is true. Twice as large. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. And by the way, don't let me forget to hand out, if you're in the adult class, this is the worksheet for tomorrow night. It gives you the chapters, the topic, and a few questions and comments, okay? So be sure you pick. In fact, this would be a good time to pass that out. Clyde, you want to help me do that? And Brad? If you're not in the adult class, don't take one. And if you're in Kai's class, he's got his own papers to hand out for you guys. So, question 8, what does Solomon mean? Now, don't say it. Raise your hand if you know. If you don't know, don't worry about it. Does it mean wisdom, exalted, peace, or strong in the Lord? I may have stumped everybody. No, Bill, no. Don't say it, Bill. Just a minute. Nobody knows except Bill. Katie? No, it's a good guess. Beverly, you think you know? That's a good guess. That's what we're going. He's known for, but that's not right either. All right, Bill.
It's Latin word shalom.
Shalom. You can almost see shalom and Solomon, which then means what's the answer?
Peace.
Peace. Solomon means peace. A great name given to a man because when his father died, the kingdom was divided, and so. Now, Solomon was the one who reunited the kingdom and made peace with the people. What does the name Hezekiah mean? Don't say it out loud if you know. If you're a teacher and you've got the workbook, it was in there. Here are the choices. The Lord is my God. The Lord is in his holy temple. Son of Ahaz, or the Lord strengthens. See how much you're going to learn tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Nobody knows. Okay, no, Bill, you know?
I think it's number 4.
Bill says he thinks it's the Lord strengthens, and Bill's right. Okay, so names are important. If you don't think so, ask yourself, who in this building named their child Fido? Names are important. And number 10, what does Nebuchadnezzar mean? Well, here's the choices. May Nebo protect the crown. Nebu reigns. Nebu and Chad on their knees. Think about that in a minute. Nebu, Chad, knees. I made that. If you don't laugh, we're going to be here till midnight. And hypocrite. Obviously, it's not the last two, so you've got a 50-50 chance. Kai, take a shot at it.
Say number 1.
Number 1, may Nebo protect the crown. Who's Nebo? Well, the Babylonian gods. So a lot of their names are connected with Babylonian gods. So thinking about that, who are the three famous young men besides Daniel in the book of Daniel?
Shadrach,
Meshach, and Abednego, and those are all their Babylonian names. How many know their Jewish or Hebrew names? Bill does, but Emily does too. Emily, I'm going to let you answer this one.
Hananiah,
Mishael, and Azariah. I don't know those. I never can remember them. But I don't remember anybody's name, so that's not unusual. Okay, and finally, what does Christ mean? Jesus Christ isn't his last name on the mailbox. Okay. Let me give you some options. Does it mean Messiah, the Anointed One, Christened, or Godlike?
Two.
Ray, you said what?
I wrote
two. Two? He got it right. Now, if you want to argue, the derivative of the Jewish name Christ may come from a Hebrew word, which also means Messiah, but the Anointed One is what Christ means. Bill's up, you were going to say too? All right. Now, that's good. Here's the hardest question yet. Are we going to have fun this week learning?
Yeah.
Just look at that young lady. Is she having fun?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then my last point. What kind of a crazy question is that? All right. Bring somebody with you tomorrow night. It's not too late to invite. We've got cards in the back still. Put the date and information on the back and go give it to a neighbor. You might be surprised who wants to come study about a king. And all of these are very good lessons practically as well as spiritually. So we'll have a good time, Lord willing, tomorrow night. Kyle, we're back to you, and thanks for listening carefully tonight.